my battle got a million times easier when I cut everything that was tempting out of my life.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. You probably aren't going to like today's topic because I'll be honest, every single guy that I've worked with on this and I've brought this topic up with has pushed back for the first time on all the things that we've talked about on this very topic. This is hands down the one that every single guy struggles with the most to go all in on because this is where your resolve is going to be tested. This is where your true commitment to this fight is going to be tested. This right here is the topic that will determine whether or not you truly want to be free. And it's going to separate the men from the boys. But first, I want to start with a visual. So imagine that tonight, after you go to sleep, a thief breaks into your house and steals all of your valuables, runs off with everything that you love in life and gets away without being caught. What would you do? And then imagine that the next night you go to bed and the exact same thing happens again. You went and replaced all your valuables. You got a new TV, a new phone, new everything. And the thief comes back and steals it all again. What would you do? You would be livid, right? And if on the third night he did it again, you would be obsessed with fortifying your house to do everything that you possibly can to keep that thief from coming back and stealing everything that you love. Well, the hard truth is that that is what's happening to you every single day when it comes to lust. Lust is breaking into your house and is stealing everything that you love, everything that you cherish, your manhood, your integrity, your ability to live life the way that you want to, and even your future. It is stealing all of that from you. And you wake up every single morning looking around, shocked that it happened again. But it's not new, it's not weird, and you know it's exactly what's going on, and yet you do nothing about it. In fact, not only do you not fortify your house to make sure that it doesn't happen again, you actually go out of your way to leave the windows unlocked, to leave the keys in the front door, to make sure that the back door is wide open. This is how we all live our lives right now. Because there's a part of us that wants it. There's a part of us that wants lust to sneak into our lives and to ruin everything because it feels good. And so we leave everything unlocked and we do nothing about it when the thief comes and steals and kills and destroys every single night. Look, temptations are unavoidable. They are everywhere and you face them every single day. But most of them, in fact, the ones that are most dangerous to you, are completely preventable. And yet we live every single second of our lives thinking that we can negotiate with our temptations. We think that we can keep the apps and keep the content and keep doing the things that we do late at night and keep living the way that we're living and stay around the friends that we're around and that nothing is going to go bad, that nothing is going to hurt us and that we're going to be fine. And then we end up shocked sitting in our failure like, oh, what happened? I don't understand. I don't get why I can't be free. No, you know why you're not free. You are choosing to leave every door and every window and every access point into your life completely unlocked, begging that lust will come in and steal everything that you love. But we can't negotiate with our temptations. It is not how it works. Unfortunately, you cannot keep those apps that keep driving you back to lust. You can't keep watching those TV shows that leave you with this overwhelming feeling of temptation. You can't keep hanging around those friends that only lead you to bad things. You can't negotiate with your temptations. That's not how it works. I know that that's a hard thing to accept. And for me, it took a very long time to get to that point. For every single guy that I've worked with, they have struggled to accept that very idea that you cannot negotiate with it. Look, the hard truth is what got you here will not get you to where you want to be. You cannot serve two masters. If you're living your life the way that you've always lived it, you're going to keep doing the things that you've always done. And if nothing changes, nothing will change. You can't expect that just because all of a sudden you have this new passion and vigor and in this whole fight that you want to put up because you're done with lust, you cannot expect to let that motive alone carry you through to the end. Because if nothing changes, nothing will change. If you don't do anything about how you're living your life right now, nothing is going to change about what your life is going to look like moving forward. You cannot keep sitting in the muck in the pig pen of lust and expect to be clean. That's not how it works. I know it's the hardest thing to accept, and I'm really trying to be kind in my presentation of this, but I really want you to understand that you cannot keep living the way that you've been living. You cannot keep these temptations that have drug you back into lust and kept you in bondage for so long. You cannot keep them in your life. If you do, they will keep you in bondage forever. And there is nothing that you can do about it because you refuse to do something about it. And that's the good news of today, is one of the first things that you can do in your fight is to set yourself up for victory. And that all comes down to what we call environment discipline. Now, environment discipline is one of the simplest things that we will talk about in this fight, and yet it is the hardest thing to do. But it's all based on this one big idea of why risk fighting a temptation tomorrow if you have the power to eliminate it today? Why risk setting yourself up for failure by keeping things around you that might drag you back in later if you can just get rid of them today? Why keep TikTok on your phone? Why keep Instagram on your phone? Why continue to follow those creators that you know only lead you to temptation? Why continue to hang around those friends who only talk about bad things, who only encourage you to do bad things, who only lead you down paths that you know you don't want to go on? Why continue to be in a relationship with that girlfriend who only leads you to bad things? Why continue to date someone who's just going to lead you into temptation again and again and again? You know what happens. They're not going to change right now. None of these temptations are going to change. Your algorithm on social media is not going to change. Why keep access to Google Chrome or to the other these things on your phone? Why allow temptation in your life if you know that you're going to have to fight it later? Why risk the fight if you know that you can just get rid of it now? I mean, let's use war terminology for a second. I want you to imagine that you set up camp for your whole army, and up on the hill over, about a half mile away is all of these cannons, things that would do really well at absolutely destroying your entire encampment. Would you just leave those cannons sitting up on the hill and just hope that no one ever uses them to fire upon you? No, you would go up on the hill and take them so that they don't get used against you. This is what is happening every single day. You are leaving weapons of mass destruction sitting up on the hill directly aimed at your life and just assuming that they won't annihilate you. It is time to stop being ignorant. It is time to stop being so arrogant to think that you can win this battle living the way that you've always lived. Brother, you can't. And I'm sorry I get so fired up about this. And I know it's not something you want to hear, but it is the truth. Because look, this is the process of temptation. What surrounds you determines what you see. What you see determines what you think. What you think determines what you feel. And what you feel determines what you do. It goes through this simple process of what is around you, what's in your environment, affects your eyes, which affects your mind, which affects your heart. And this is the journey that we're going to be on over the next several topics, is breaking down each one of those steps in the journey of temptation and how you can fight it. But it all starts with environment, because this is the easiest way that you can start to have victory in your life, and yet you choose daily not to. Look, environment discipline is very simple. It is one idea. Cut it out. Anything that leads you to lust must be annihilated. For everything in your life, every app, every late night habit, every friendship, every single thing that you do, you must apply a very, very simple filter. Does this help my battle or does it hurt it? It's super simple. Everything in your life right now, you have to ask that question. Does this help my battle or does it hurt it? Does this lead me to lust or does this lead me to integrity? There is no neutral ground. There is no such thing as something that doesn't do either. Everything in your life, every single app on your phone, every single piece of technology in your life, every single friend, every single entertainment source that you have, every single hobby that you engage in, every single thing that you do either leads you to lust or it leads you to integrity. And if something leads you to lust, you have to cut it out right now. I don't want to beat a dead horse or anything, but bring up something I've already brought up. But why do you still have TikTok on your phone? Why do you still have Instagram? Why do you still have Snapchat? Why are you still watching these videos you know you shouldn't watch? Why are you still watching that TV show that you know leads you to bad things? Why do you still listen to music that only talks about terrible things? Why do you still go to those parties that you know lead to bad things? Why do you still go to that gym where you know every woman dresses provocatively? Why do you keep putting yourself in situations and environments and around all of these things that only hurt your battle and tempt you further into lust? It's very simple. And I know that it might seem radical, and you might be thinking about this and saying, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm up for that, because I like my life right now. I like the way that I'm living. I like the things that I'm doing. I like my hobbies. I like my entertainment sources. I like to scroll on my phone. These are the things that you know, I don't want to be a monk. I don't want to go hide away up in the mountains and not engage with any people. I'm supposed to be in the world, right? I'm supposed to be, you know, living my life and be able to engage with people. How can I be friends with people if I'm not caught up on the memes? How am I going to be friends with people if I'm not caught up on the trends? How can I be friends with people that lead me to bad things? Like, I need to be friends with these people, right? I need to be able to engage in the world. I need to know what's going on. Of course, I need my phone. This is how communication works in the 21st century. Brother, it's very simple. Do you want victory? Do you want freedom or not? Because if you do, then you would do whatever it takes to overcome all of this. Look, one of my favorite Bible verses, my favorite stories in the Bible, is when Jesus goes to the man at the pool, the paralyzed man at the pool, who's been paralyzed and sitting in this pool for 37 years. And the idea behind being at this pool is they thought at the time that when it would bubble up every once in a while. There was some seismic activity under it, and it would bubble up. And the idea was anyone who was the first person that could get to that bubbling water and touch it in the pool would be healed right then and there. And this man spent 37 years at this pool. And he couldn't get into the water. He was lame. His legs didn't work. He had no way to get in there. He had no one to help him get into the pool. And when Jesus comes to Jerusalem, he walks up to this pool and he finds this man. And you know what the first thing that he asks him is? He says, "Do you want to be healed?" Like, what a stupid question, first of all. The first time that I read this, I remember thinking, like, Jesus, what are we doing here? Like, are we just wasting everybody's time? The guy's been at the pool for 37 years. The whole idea of the pool is that it could heal you. Of course he wants to be healed. But when Jesus asks that question, the point that he's getting at is, does he? Because the life that he's living is the life that he knows, right? He's comfortable there. And the first thing that the man at the pool says, he doesn't say, "Yes, of course I want to be healed. Are you crazy?" No, he says, "No one's here to help me. No one helps me into the pool. You know, I'm down and out. I get trampled over constantly. Everyone gets there before me." But Jesus's question is very simple. Do you want to be healed? And when the man eventually gets to yes, Jesus has to lead him there. But when the man eventually gets to yes, he says, "Yes, I want to be healed." Jesus responds, "Then pick up your mat and walk." And most people read right over that. You know, they think, "Oh, pick up your mat, you know, walk." Yeah, of course. You know, that's what you do. You stand up and you walk. That's the miracle. No. The language there is very, very precise. Pick up your mat. To this man, his mat was his old life. It was everything that he had lived up until that point. It was his home, basically. It was everything that was comfortable. And when Jesus told him to get up and walk, he was telling him to bring his mat with him because he's not coming back. And that's the place that we need to be, right? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be free? Genuinely ask yourself that today. Because if the answer is yes, then you should be willing to do whatever it takes, including picking up your mat and walking. Picking up all those things of your old life that lead you back to bondage, that lead you back to lust, and not leaving it there as an option to return to. This is what environment discipline is about. Because if you want to be healed, if you want to be free, you cannot keep these old temptations in your life. Because if you do, you risk fighting and losing to it in the future. And that might be a day away, that might be a week away, that might be a year away, but it doesn't matter. It will lead you back to the bondage either way. Now, assuming that you start using that filter, you know, you're convicted to genuinely ask yourself every single day for every single thing in your life, does this help my battle or does it hurt it? The next question is, what do you do with it? And the answer has to be to cut it out, and to cut it out entirely. Now, there's been a lot of mentors in my life and a lot of guys that I've fought with, and some of them have actually pushed back against this mindset of cutting things out of your life entirely. And, you know, maybe they have a point, but all I know is my battle got a million times easier when I cut everything that was tempting out of my life, when I did not allow even the tiniest seed of temptation to stay planted in the ground. Because every time that I have done that, every time that I have left a little temptation or said, "Oh, I don't need to be that extreme. Oh, I don't need to cut that specific thing out of my life." Every time I've done that, one way or another, maybe it was a week later, maybe it was a month, or maybe it was a year later, it led me back to failure. Because if something doesn't help my battle, it hurts it. That's its nature. And if something hurts my battle, I don't need that in my life. So let me bring up two more questions that I think you need to ask when you get to the question of, okay, what do I cut out and how do I cut it out? And that's this. What is the consequence if you are too extreme? What's the consequence if cutting something out of your life is too extreme? Maybe you have a bored Friday night one time. Maybe you miss a couple memes or some trends or something like that. Maybe you lose some friends who only liked the worst parts of you, right? Maybe you struggle in a couple things. Maybe you don't have as good of relationships with people online. Maybe you get left out of a couple parties or something like that. Okay, you can live with all that. But what's the consequence if you aren't extreme enough? What's the consequence if you don't cut out everything that does lead you to temptation? You stay in bondage. If you're not extreme enough, you stay in lust. Lust keeps a foothold in your life, and it will come back to bite you. It will take over your life once again, and it will leave you back in the pit asking what on earth happened. So what's the consequence if you're too extreme? Just a couple little things here and there. Maybe your life isn't as good for the next 100 days or the next year. Maybe you miss out on a couple things. What's the consequence if you aren't extreme enough? You lose everything. All your progress, all your hard work is all for nothing because you wouldn't go all the way. So everyone has to answer this question on their own of what is the level of extremity that I need to go to? How far do I need to go? What do I need to cut out? How much do I need to cut out? How do I need to cut it out? And of course, that's a question for everyone to answer, and that's something that you need to wrestle with yourself. But for me, the only answer that I've ever seen work in my life and in the lives of the guys around me is going scorched earth. Everything that does not lead to victory, that does not lead to freedom, that does not lead to integrity, must be cut out entirely. Scorched earth. Everything must go. Because the simple truth is, abstinence is easier than moderation. If you want to go ahead and be like, I'm just going to put some filters on my phone so that, you know, it keeps me, so I only watch TikTok for like an hour a day or something like that. Or, you know, I can only go on Instagram on these days or at these times. And maybe I put a filter on so that everyone who's in my fight club can know what's going on in my life. And, you know, that's good. Then I can keep these apps, then I can keep these sources of content. Maybe I can keep these friends by only hanging out with them in this way or only with these people. If you leave a foothold, even that tiny crack in the door, right, the door is still unlocked. And the enemy and the thief can still bust it down and walk into your life and steal all your valuables again. Moderation is leaving the door shut, but not locked. Abstinence is barring it entirely so that nothing is getting in through that entrance again. Abstinence looks like deleting your social media accounts, not just the apps, so that you cannot go back. Look, one of my favorite stories in history is when Cortez landed in the Americas. In the 1500s, he brought all of his army over to the Americas with the sole goal of conquering everything. And when he got there, he realized that his men were not all in. His men did not want to, you know, fight and possibly die and do what it would take in order to have victory on that continent. And when he realized this, he realized the reason why is because they wanted to go home. Because the opportunity to go home was still there. So what did he do? He commanded that every one of the ships that they brought across the Atlantic Ocean to land in the Americas be burned on sight. He literally burned the ships so that there was no escape route. The only way was through. The only way was to win in all senses of the word. And this is what it requires of us. We have to burn the ships. If we leave the accounts on our phones, we have the opportunity to re-download the app and go back to that vomit that leads us to failure. We can't leave those doors open. So it is just so much easier to go scorched earth and to delete the apps and do whatever it takes. Delete the accounts. Delete everything. Cut off those friendships that aren't helpful. Look, if you want to sit here and be like, oh, but I need to be a light to those people. Okay, yeah, but you can be a light to them later. You need to get you figured out first, right? Well, one of the things the Bible says is why worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? Guess what, brother? You have a log in your eye right now, and it's called lust, and you need to get it out. So focus on getting it out first. You need to get yourself sorted in this area before you can help anyone else with anything else. So yes, cut off those friendships if you have to. Anything that leads you to failure needs to be cut out entirely. You have to burn the ships. You have to go scorched earth. Get it all out of your life, no matter the cost. And that's the other point. It is going to cost something. Look, when you first start cutting, people are going to call you crazy. They're going to call you insane. They're going to call you radical. They're going to be like, what are you trying to be, a monk or something? You think you're better than me, that you're not going to have social media? You're not going to be able to have your phone at this time of night? Or you're going to do all these other things? You're not going to hang out with me anymore? Yeah. It's okay to be crazy. I promise you. It's going to feel weird at first. It's going to feel like you're vulnerable at first. It's going to feel like you're insane at first. And then you're going to start to see the fruits of it. You're going to realize that all of a sudden you have more clarity. You're going to realize that all of a sudden you have more free time. You're going to realize that all of a sudden you have more passion and purpose and peace. All of a sudden your life just gets better because you're not contaminating it with all these things that just lead you to horrible decisions. So yeah, people are going to be like, are you sure you want to do this? And your answer has to be yes. Count the cost right now. Is it worth it? Because if you stay living the way that you're living, if you stay continuing to do all the things that lead you to temptation and leaving those footholds in your life, if you continue to leave every door and window in your house unlocked, you're going to stay in bondage. Nothing's ever going to change. And you're going to be sitting there 5-10 years from now wondering what happened, wondering why you're still not free, wondering why you're still struggling with this sin, wondering why you can't overcome lust. And you're going to realize that it's because you never fully committed. But today you have the opportunity. Today you have the opportunity to make a decision that will change your life forever, to do the hard things now that will result in so much better things later. This is giving up the short-term pleasures of lust and temptation and all those other things that lead you to it, even if not directly, for the opportunity for life and life to the full, for the opportunity for something that you've never experienced because you've never had the opportunity to be fully at peace, to be fully who God wants you to be fully, fully yourself, not swimming through temptation day after day, but swimming through the life that you were meant to live. But it all starts with cutting out the junk from your life. It's going to sound crazy. And I know I can already see it. Some of you are sitting there thinking, no, come on, let's not be insane. AJ, you're talking crazy right now. You're saying things that you know, people don't need to do. That's a little too radical. Is it? Because how did Jesus talk about it? When he said, if your left hand causes you to sin, what did he say to do? Cut it off. If your right eye, even your good eye, causes you to sin, what do? Gouge it out. Now, he's not saying that literally. He's not saying you literally need to cut your hand off if it causes you to sin or to gouge your eye out. But he is saying if something leads you to temptation, get it out of your life. Get it out. Do whatever it takes. Cut it off entirely so it cannot lead you back to that place. It is better for one part of your body to be thrown away than for your entire body to end up in hell. It was very simple. Jesus didn't play around, and neither should you. Dude, if something leads you to temptation, cut it out of your life right now. And you know what it is. I don't have to sit here and list every single thing that could possibly be leading you to temptation right now. I don't have to talk about all the things that are out there. I don't have to talk about all the apps or all the friends or all the hobbies or all the things that lead you back to the vomit. I don't have to tell you about that. You know. And if you take some genuine time tonight, if you take 15 or 30 minutes tonight and you write out every single thing that leads you to temptation, you'll come up with a pretty good list. And you'll start to realize all of the doors and windows that you're leaving unlocked in your life. And now, today, you have the opportunity to finally close them, to lock them, to bar them, to make sure that the thief can no longer break in, that lust cannot have that power in your life anymore. And you can start today on a foundation of freedom. Because not only are you breaking free from the power of lust, but you're breaking free from the powers of this world, the things that are just hurting you in every way, things that are just not good for you, that take away your peace, that take away your integrity, that take away your future and what you want from your life. Your ambition, you can leave that all behind. And yes, it will help your battle in more ways than you could ever know. And I promise you, it's going to be hard. It's going to hurt. You're going to regret it. You might have one good day or one good week. You might get a couple weeks out and be like, man, I got this. I'm good. And then all of a sudden, it's going to hit you like, man, I really missed that. Man, I really miss scrolling on TikTok. Man, I really miss those friends I was hanging out with. Man, I really miss that hobby. That's going to happen. Okay, this is part of the fight. This is part of the battle. You cannot go back to it. The second you go back to that, you're going back to the stuff that leads you right into lust. And all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself in bondage once again. So yeah, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. But eventually, through enough perseverance, through enough endurance, you'll find yourself on the other end, happier, more at peace, full of integrity, and just a better man, just a better person, and more equipped to be able to do what you need to do in this life. Man, that's a good place to be, because that right there is freedom. Look, today you are demanding the death of the things that kill you. And that list is going to expand, right? You might have things today that you write down, and you're like, this leads me to temptation. And a week or a month or a year from now, you'll realize that there's another thing in your life that you didn't cut out originally, that you didn't cut out today, that is leading you to temptation. Good. That's part of the process. That's part of the learning journey. Cut it out too. If anything hurts your battle in any way, shape, or form, today, tomorrow, or 10 years from now, don't keep it in your life. Cut it out. It's not worth it. There is never a single form of temptation that is worth it. Nothing is worth your integrity. Nothing is worth your freedom. Nothing is worth living the life that God designed you to live. Something doesn't make your battle easier. Destroy it. And don't delay. Do it today. Do it right now. Take some time. Write out every single thing that causes you to sin, that causes you to lust, that brings you back to that terrible place of bondage, and cut it out. Make an action plan. Delete the account. Tell that friend that you can't hang out with them anymore. Do whatever it takes. and tell your fight club, bring them into this. Don't just do it alone. Don't just say, I guess I'm just deleting Instagram by myself. No, tell everybody in your fight club, hey, Instagram, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your algorithm is, it causes you to sin. It leads you to lust one way or another, whether you realize it or not, delete it today. Same thing with TikTok. Get it out of your life. Do it together. Join in together, you know, one day this week and watch each other delete the account. Burn the ships. Go scorched earth. Don't look back. Because if something doesn't make your battle easier, you have to destroy it. What got you here will not get you to where you want to be. It's going to be hard. It's going to suck. There's going to be days that you're going to regret it. But that's part of the reason you're in a fight club, because we're in this together. Look, I'm doing the same thing. I've deleted those things, and I can't tell you how much happier and freer and more peaceful my life is because of it. Not just when it comes to the battle with lust, but in every part of my life, it makes my life better. Cutting out those things that lead me to temptation, that lead me to sin, that keep me in bondage, makes my life better, and it'll make yours better too. So whatever it takes, count the cost today and go all in. Do whatever it takes. And at the very least, commit to 100 days without these temptations. Look, some of them you might be able to let back into your life. You know, maybe you can have TikTok one day. Maybe it's okay if you have the right guardrails and you've really gotten a hold on this battle and it's not consuming you anymore and it's not leading you back to lust. Maybe with a new account and a new algorithm, maybe with the right guardrails, you can have it back. Maybe. And that's a big maybe. You might not have to cut out all these things forever, but you do need to cut them out right now. And you need to cut them out for the foreseeable future, because right now they are just leading you to bad things. And as long as they are in your life, this battle is going to be a million times harder. It might not be impossible. It might not. But for me, it certainly felt like it was. And as soon as I got rid of these things, it changed everything. So today, whatever it takes, find those things that lead you back to lust and cut them out entirely.